This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is trying to minimize fears about coronavirus spreading through the United States as lawmakers voice concerns about whether the nation is ready. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Very well under control in our country.
At a news conference in India, the president said very few Americans have the virus. Hours later on Capitol Hill, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said more will get it.
We cannot hermetically seal off the United States to a virus.
Azar defended the administration's response so far and its emergency request for $2.5 billion to get ready for a potential outbreak. Republican Senator Richard Shelby was among those from both parties questioning whether that's enough, warning a spreading virus could become an existential threat.
If you lowball something like this, you'll pay for it later.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And a teleconference with reporters, Dr. Nancy Messonnier with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control said Tuesday that while the virus has not yet made a big imprint in the United States, experts are expecting more cases.
It's not so much a question of if this will happen anymore, but rather more a question of exactly when this will happen and how many people in this country will have severe illness.
Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer is criticizing the Trump administration's response to the outbreak.
We need this administration to finally do the right thing after weeks of dithering and exhibiting towering and dangerous incompetence.
He said the government needs to focus on prevention efforts and take action right away.
Mr. President, you need to get your act together now. This is a crisis. We need you to act.
For more on this and other stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. As Democratic presidential candidates prepare for a debate in South Carolina in a few hours, former Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton has voiced her support of whomever the Democratic candidate turns out to be. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
Shortly before Election Day 2016, Senator Bernie Sanders, who lost the Democratic nomination to Hillary Clinton, said this of his former rival.
On every major issue, Hillary Clinton is far and away the superior candidate.
And now Clinton is returning the favor. The former Secretary of State, who has expressed her skepticism about Sanders, saying nobody likes him in a documentary, now says she will support the Democratic nominee regardless of who it is, adding her top priority was unseating President Trump. I'm Shelley Adler.
An attorney for movie mogul Harvey Weinstein says his client is flabbergasted that he was convicted of rape and sexual assault in New York City this week. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta has more.
Lawyer Arthur Adela visited Harvey Weinstein at a jail unit in New York's Bellevue Hospital, where Weinstein is being checked for heart palpitations and high blood pressure. Weinstein also says he has a bad back. Adela says it's a normal hospital room, but with armed guards outside.
There are Department of Correction officers in the hallway, and I actually went through more security than I saw Mr. Weinstein go through.
Adela says Weinstein is upbeat but in disbelief about the verdict because he says he's innocent. Weinstein's legal team will appeal the verdict after his sentencing March 11th. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A divided Supreme Court is upholding an Arizona man's death sentence. AP's Ed Donahue has that story.
James McKinney was convicted of killing two people in home burglaries almost 30 years ago. Justice Brett Kavanaugh rejected the arguments that McKinney should be sentenced again, this time by a jury. He was sentenced to die by a judge. McKinney also argued the court did not fully consider the horrific physical abuse he suffered as a child. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg wrote in dissent she would hold McKinney's death sentence unconstitutional. The Supreme Court ruled in 2002 juries, not judges, must impose death sentences. The Arizona Supreme Court upheld McKinney's sentence in 2018. His past was taken into consideration. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump says his administration is moving closer to a peace deal with the Taliban in Afghanistan, saying a week-long nationwide reduction in violence truce with the insurgent group is holding up so far. Trump spoke to reporters in India at the conclusion of his two-day trip Tuesday, saying his Afghan peace initiative has received widespread backing. It went into effect last Saturday. U.S.-backed Afghan forces and insurgents committed to avoid offensive operations for at least 7 days. The United States has had troops in Afghanistan for at least 19 years. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.